Friction and Hut 3 was intelligence. So their job was to get the ciphertext back into plain text. Yeah? And you had a typing pool of Wrens in there, and they were using Typex cipher machines that had been modified to work identically to Enigmas. Now, once they have the keys, and I'll cover that in a minute, and what the setting was for the Enigma for the day, their job for that 24 hours was to convert that ciphertext back into plain text. Once they've done that, you've got two problems. It's in German, so you need to be able to speak German, and secondly, it's also military jargon, it's full of abbreviations and code words. So, the plain text we brought out from here, brought into there, and then they would translate it into English, and then analyse the results and make sense of it. And they were, rather than just handing over the plain text messages to the military, they would actually produce intelligence reports. And it was the guys in there that pioneered the use of cross-referencing of information to build up a bigger picture.
Oh, right.
They started indexing all the messages and creating punch cards and used devices called holorif machines. And they had a big fleet of them in C block, and they would then come down with a code word like Korn, which was the German code word for Coventry. Korn. Because they never referred to any place in the United Kingdom by name, it was always code words. So you could then go down to Hut C, where the Wrens were operating these machines, say, give me all the messages that mention Korn, and then you could look for those messages and get a picture together of what was going on. The running joke was, if you wanted to replace a piston in a Messerschmitt engine, the fastest way to find out what size you needed was to phone that hut up and ask them. They would not only tell you what size you needed, but which plane you're fixing, what its serial number is, what its fuel supplies are, where it is, and when it's going to be back in the air again. That was the level of detail they got down to. That's because his second in command, Hugh Alexander, got Nick his mug.
Alan Turing's heart ate.
He went for a walk around the lake while he was thinking about a particular problem. But you finished the mug of tea, get really irritated by the fact it was distracting him because he had to carry it down, and he would throw it in the lake. We reckon if we dredge that lake one day, we're going to find this big pile of mugs. Turing got so fed up with this, he then started chaining his mug to the radiator. That's what I'd do now.
So how long was he here for, Alan?
He wasn't here very long. Not sure what people think. He was seconded off to America.
We just got
for their efforts.
Mr. Turing. How was he for?
Alan.
Big Al.
He was actually known as Prof. Here.
Do you think Stephen Fry will play him in a film?
I don't know Stephen Fry. Nah, I don't think he has. Probably the boss. Make a good edit,
but there's not been a film.